everybody's been talking about KC in December and the atmosphere there. I'm sure you've played there. What are you facing as an offense, the crowd, mob crowd?
Just every time you play on the road against a divisional team is, you know, it's going to be heightened atmosphere, intensity, everything. So we'll have to play our best ball and face a team that's playing really hard and playing good football as of late.
Last time you guys had a layoff, so, you know, with the bye week, kind of everything changed. Is there anything you guys learned from having those extra days off that you guys can apply to this time? Or
not really. We just came out and we didn't play very good. So hopefully come off the break fresh and being excited to play a divisional opponent and play our best ball.
Have you ever, in your career, dealt with a guy, you know, signed in midseason, has been a contributor, like Chambers is in Kansas City now?
No, I haven't been through that with a wide receiver, no.
Because I wondered, I didn't know if you'd have any insight on how difficult that might be for a quarterback in the field.
Don't know.
Is there a difference playing for Josh and as opposed to a more laid back guy like Lovie Smith?
Oh, yeah, they're two totally different coaches for sure. But I think, you know, both coaches get their players to play hard for him, you know, in different ways. You know, obviously Josh, everybody knows how fiery he is and all that, which guys respond to well. And I know that when I was in Chicago, we responded well to, you know, Lovie's more laid-back approach and just kind of going about his own business.
As the quarterback, which one do you prefer?
I love playing for the offensive coach, so that's playing for Josh is great. You know, playing under a defensive head coach, they do different things, and we certainly go about it differently here.
In the last game, you seem to throw a couple balls Brandon's way in his direction. You know, he comes out one hand and goes, how much does that help you as a quarterback or change your approach? Even when you have a receiver, you know you can just kind of lob it up there, and he can make a
Yeah, well, I think more importantly is, you know, we love to get the receptions and everything. That's great to get the yards and the penalties and all that. But Brandon does a great job of knowing that when I do give him a chance to make a play, it's either him or nobody. So we haven't had any negative plays come out of those situations, which is great. He does a great job of making sure that if he does have to turn into the defender, he gets the ball down.
Josh talked about how tough it is for a guy like Matt Castle to go to a new place, new coach, new system. He struggled, you fared a little bit better. How tough was it for you just starting basically clean with a new system, a new coach, and why have you been more successful, I suppose?
I don't know. It is tough. It's obviously a lot of work and trying to get as familiar with the system as you can. It's tough for a lot of reasons. So you get to know the personnel around you, to get to know the system around you, the coaches, the way you run practice. I mean, everything's different. So it's a tough adjustment and usually doesn't come very quickly.
How long did it take you?
I'm still trying to, you know, feel as comfortable as I can, you know, with our offense and with our guys, you know, around me and everything. So it'll be a continual process.
Are you aware of the history, Denver in Kansas City?
Yep.
Do you have a theory as to?
They've had some good football teams and it's a tough place to play. So we feel like we're a good football team that if we go out and play our best football and execute and don't turn the ball over, we'll have a great chance to win.
Anything specific that you've heard about Kansas City, about playing there in December that makes it harder than any other place?
No.
Did Lovie ever go after you the way Josh did?
No. That wasn't, Lovie style.
You talked about, Brandon or nobody when you throw it, going back to that. But how difficult is that for you as a quarterback? How much of a challenge is that to
Well, he's the first.
Well,
he's the first guy that I've had like this, so it was. It's been a change for me in my way of thinking, you know, and being able to trust him and give him those chances, you know. But he's a phenomenal player, and I don't see too many people when the ball's in the air going out and out jumping him or being more physical than he is going for the ball.
So the challenge for you is just keeping it high, basically, because not many DBs are going
to
be 6'5".
Right. Yeah, you certainly want to put it in a good spot to give him the best chance to go up and make the play.
Have you played in Kansas City?
No. This will be my first time.
Where have you played that might be similar to what you're expecting or what you've been told to expect in Kansas City?
Well, it's loud. I mean, I've played in loud places before. We played up in the Metrodome a number of years up in Minnesota, and there's not too many places louder than that. So we'll have to handle the operation and try to limit our penalties and do a good job on offense.